penultimate game of the regular season as we welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. It's the Shuckers and the M-Braves getting set for a 6:05 first pitch here at Kiesler Federal Park. Welcome you back inside. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we are joined by the Brewers Tech Ops intern who's been with the Shuckers all season long. It is Sean Gilmartin. Sean, appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me, Javik. Happy to be here.
We've spent a lot of time together on visiting radio booths this year. You've been up there with me on the road. We've spent a lot of time together. Finally get to get you on air to talk about what you do. And there's a lot, whether it's you're up there in the booth on road and home games, tagging all the pitches that guys are throwing, whether it's getting video down in the bullpen, whether it's in BP, in the cages, it's everything. What does your day-to-day look like and what you do?
Yeah, so on a daily basis, I assist in data collection throughout both the hitting and pitching side. I'll usually be out here for a pitcher stretch, set up all of our tech that we use to collect the data. I'm down here with the guys for all their bullpens, every pitch that they throw, I'm out there. And then on the hitting side, I set up the same thing, all the tech in the cages, get that prep for the guys, and just pretty much assist in tagging, whether it's pitch types, things like that. And after that, usually get prepped for the game, set up all my cameras for the game, head up to the booth, whether it's home or road, if I'm alone at home, or if it's with you on the road. I'll be up there, and I essentially score the game while it's going on. Tagging each pitch, creating a timestamp for every pitch, and then after the game, I sync up all my cameras and essentially cut the game up pitch by pitch. And it's a lengthy process, but I like to think that I've gotten it down by now.
There's a lot that goes into your job. You just went through it. And most people who hear tech ops intern are like, what in the world is that? But in minor league baseball, and especially baseball in 2024, video is so important. And I know you have a lot of guys that are needing videos, whether it's a bullpen, whether they're trying out a new pitch on the mound. Just how important is getting that video and getting that data over towards the coaching staff, over towards the players on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think you really touched on it there at the end. I think there's a good amount of utility for it, both on the coaching side and the player side. Anytime one of our guys, pitcher or hitter, sees a pitch in the box or throws a pitch off the mound, I get that video to them the day after in the game. Our coaches really look at various angles of video that I capture for helping out with player development, things along those lines, and especially in the bullpens. I record every pitch that the guys throw from a few different angles, and we definitely take those things into account, or the coaching staff takes those things into account when doing outing reviews or things like that. So, yeah.
And you mentioned it. It is something that helps player development. And just because you're working here in Biloxi and capturing video here in Biloxi does not mean that only the coaching staff in Biloxi or the players in Biloxi are watching it. It is something that everybody's watching from the top down, whether it's guys like August Fagerstrom, who we talked from earlier this year, even Tom Flanagan up at his position up in the top of the organization. What's it like working in the Brewers organization and using that video, and you're collecting that and having it shared around the organization to what the Brewers are hoping to help get these guys better and help get them to the big leagues?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very fortunate to be in the spot that I am. And as you said, although I have been with the Shuckers all season, I do not only work with the people here, like you said, whether it's August Fagerstrom in the player information department, my bosses, everybody in the tech ops department, there are a lot of moving parts. And whether they're in Arizona or on the road visiting here, or at another affiliate, there definitely has to be an open line of communication, because if I need to reach out, I need to be able to get in contact with them. But yeah, it is. We do have a lot of people who come in and rove and visit for a week or two with us in Biloxi, and anytime somebody's here, I always try to pick their brain, get some feedback on what I'm doing, see what I can improve, because they've been doing it for a lot longer than I have.
You also have the tag of doing all this while probably being the youngest video guy in all of minor league baseball because, well, you had to take some time off during one of our road trips because you graduated college. First off, congratulations on getting your degree. But what's it been like hopping into the tech ops side and hopping into professional baseball as your first job out of college, which is just incredible?
Well, thank you. Thank you on the congratulations on the graduation. Proud UNC graduate. Go Heels. It has been a little bit of a wild ride. I was very fortunate to be able to step away and go actually graduate college, something that I've been working on for the past 4 years. This is a little bit of a wild ride, definitely on the younger side. All of our other tech ops interns are just about my age, but it has been funny. Pretty cool first job out of college or in college at the beginning of the season. Like I said earlier, I'm very fortunate to be in the position that I am, and I've definitely realized that throughout the season. You can't take anything for granted, so, yeah.
What's it been like being around this team throughout the year? Is there one big moment? And obviously, the betting favorite would probably be Thursday after clinching the playoff spot. But what's it been like being around these guys and being around this team this season and with the surge that they've had here in the second half going into the playoffs?
Yeah, absolutely. I love this team. I've loved my time in Biloxi. Had never been here before April 1st. And after being here for the past 5-6 months or so, I can honestly say that I've loved every minute of it. Loved the coaching staff. Loved the players. Had a great time with them. Like you said, Thursday probably does take the cake for my favorite moment of the season. I'm sure there's a few moments we've had up in the booth, whether it's something funny you've heard on air or listening to Rocketeer in Birmingham. That was always a good one. But yeah, it's been a great time here in Biloxi, and obviously Thursday was a lot of fun, but season's not over, so I'm looking forward to helping these guys finish strong, doing everything I can.
Yeah, and hopefully there's a couple more of those very, very, very fun celebrations in the next couple of weeks. Sean, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, David. Go Shockers.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shockers and Braves coming your way next.